starting Simen Kuf Tes Zayin. This week's schedule is, just before I forget, tonight we have, of course, Shir. Tomorrow night is a Tu B'Shvat for Reagan. Wednesday night we'll have Shir. Next week, I'm going away. Need a little break. For Weimer's coming back, I'm going away. So next week we'll be off, and then the following week we'll continue to whatever topic is next. Probably looks like Shalom La'asos Schor. We're not doing business with Dvar Isser. Dr. Samai and I have a great story about that. So, fine. So let's start. Simen Kuf Tezayim. Shulchan Aruch says, Dvarim ha'asur mishum giloi. Things that are asur because giloi was left out overnight. Now, this title is not completely accurate because only the first halacha is really about giloi. The rest of it talks about other types of cases of sakana. This is really the simen about sakana. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Mashkim shenizgalu asurim chachamim. Any liquid that was left out overnight, the Chachamim prohibited. The Chayshinon Shema Shasa Nachash, there's a concern, maybe a snake drank from it, mayhem. And in doing so, V'hitil Behem Eris, and left behind some of the venom, which of course is going to be dangerous, possibly lethal. V'achshav She'ein Nechashim Mitzuyin Beinenu Mutter. Shulchan Aruch was writing it in Eretz Yisrael, based on Tosos, I believe, since it wasn't common in Europe and where the Tosos is, and Shulchan Aruch in Eretz Yisrael, there is no concern. If you live in a place, I don't know, maybe Africa, where they still have snakes, and this might be a relevant problem, so then it would be asur to drink water left out overnight. So if you look at the Taz, Sifkat and Aleph, the Achshav She'ein Nechashim, V'ein Bazem Mishum Dvar Sh'Nesa B'Minyan. So he says, wait a second, how could this be the case? D'lo Nesa El Mipnei Nechashim. So there's a very important thing we've discussed in the past, it's a beautiful Pichadashim, maybe we'll read inside some of it, that whenever Chachamim created an Isser, they can't just go along and just undo that Isser unless that later Bezdin is greater than Gadol B'Minyan and Ubechachma. It has to be a greater Bezdin in size and in quality. So how could the Shulchan Aruch come along and undo, he toasted before him, in the 1300s, undo, unravel an Isser that was already written 700 years earlier by the Gemara? So he explained that this is not a type of takana that was Neser B'Minyan. It wasn't something that they really had decided as it's usher forever. They just said a very practical advice. You know, they're giving advice. Sometimes the Gemara has very good advice. It could be medicinal advice. It could be advice in psychology. It could be advice in business. The advice was, don't drink water overnight because there are snakes that might leave venom. It wasn't saying a halacha. And that's why they were saying nowadays it's not relevant. It's completely permitted. So if you look over, let's look at the Pischei Tshuva before you jump over to the Pri Chadash. The Pischei Tshuva writes in Sifkat and Aleph all the way towards the bottom. V'achshav she'ein nechashim ayin b'shla daf ayin tesam b'ei shekasev dimikom makom meshomer nafsho yirchak mizeh. Despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says it's permitted, the Shla felt that one should still try to distance themselves from leaving water overnight. So again, Mikra Din, you don't really have to be concerned with this, and many poskim won't be concerned with this, but you have the shla for those who want to be machmir. I've had shilas like this before. I'm trying to remember what the case was. I remember where I was standing, even when the person asked me the shila. Al pi Kabbalah, there's a big Indian about being machmir on this. It could be the Sephardim are very machmir on this. Do you know if that's the case? I don't know. I'm trying to remember the... We'll see the Gra. In just a second, he quotes the Gra as well, who's machmir on this. I'm just trying to remember who asked me the Shiloh. I remember who asked me. I don't remember what the Shiloh was. I thought the pearl. Yeah, you have a story about this?
I asked one of my rabbis from Muncie once, uh-huh, 2 years ago. And he said, oh, you don't have to worry. It's only Hasidus. 2 days later, I had like an open container of iced tea in my car. And I took a sip, and there was a bug in it.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, I don't have to be Makhbid, you know, and boom.
It's not only Hasidus. I mean, it's brought down here. Look at the Gra, who is anything but a chassid. Look what the Visei Tshuva...
But I think it's only certain types of drinks.
Well, according to Shulchan Aruch, it says mashkin. There are other types of things which is not brought down here, of leaving out garlic overnight. That's another Indian. That's Ruach HaTumah. That's a whole other point.
Every single drink? It doesn't matter if it's wine or things that are sharp. No, there's certain things that nechashim...
The Gemara says wine's a concern also. You can't use wine left out overnight because a nechash may have left venom in it. It'll be possible for the Mizbeach. So it could be something that you know snakes wouldn't drink, then maybe it would be disqualified. But none of the posts can mention that here. I didn't do extensive research on this topic. But the Gemara does say wine is a problem left out overnight because of snakes.
Demons I used to cover his cup after Kiddush. Like when he used to have him in the Kiddush after the minion. So we made Kiddush on the wine, and then what was left on the table, he made sure to cover the wine, like the cup.
It wasn't even overnight, though.
It wasn't even overnight.
Right. So it could be, look at the Gra, look at the Pesukei Teshuva, it probably comes from the Gra. Nevin taught this a lot of, certainly Yishalayim. He says, V'haraya, Sharia Tur Kasvan L'cha Dinim Echem Hem Lo Nosar Ayin Shem Od. The Torah does include it. He doesn't write anything extra. So the Torah does acknowledge it being a problem. U'bahan Hagas HaChasid HaGra Zal Kasv Gam Kein Shaya Nizar Me'od B'davar Zeh. He was very, very careful on this matter, and he wasn't a Chasid, even though they call him a Chasid here. He wasn't a Chasid as we know it. And therefore, that's why Rav Nevin saw Makbid, and that's why Chassidim are Makbid. Al Pi Kabbalah, there is a big inin, and to cover them, despite the fact that it's not relevant.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure. They thought, I think if you, I don't remember the poskim on this, certainly wine would be included. If you were to know something that would not be liked by snakes, then maybe it would be permitted. But it's important to note that, it's very important to note that any time in the halacha there's a certain explanation, al pi kabbalah, there's usually a much deeper explanation. So, for example, mayim achronim. Mayim achronim, al pi halacha, there's no need for mayim achronim because we don't have melech sedomus anymore. We don't have these type of salt that's going to blind the person. But that's why many people say you don't need to do mayim achronim anymore. But al pi kabbalah, there's a very beginning of mayim achronim. So what they say is, they don't tell you all the svaras and everything in Gemara and Halacha and the Nigla. That's left for the Nister. So those who learn Nister, whether it's the Gra, whether it's the Chassidim, whether it's the Svardim, who all learn Nister, so that's why they have certain chumras, even though logically it may not apply anymore. So again, Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, others say it's not. So you have to figure out the case, what to do. Now, what's left out overnight is also, if it's left out, if it's in your refrigerator, if it's closed in the refrigerator, that's also permitted. That's not considered left out. Okay. Now, this is very different, though, than leaving out garlic and other things like that. There's a whole other area of garlic, which I mentioned, that you can't leave out overnight. I don't remember where the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Maybe later on here. I don't know where this halacha is. Okay. Let's go weiter now. The Pri-Chadash. Okay, the Pri-Chadash, very interesting Pri-Chadash here. I've mentioned this idea in the past. It's a nice overview of many different types of takanas. What are we doing with time? Yeah, let's go through this. So if you look at the Pri-Chadash on the side here, he says, V'achshav she'en nechashim mitzuyin beinenu mutter. Tzarech la'ayin be'inyin zeh. You have to research this topic. Sharei b'per kama davodas chochavim avodas zara. Those are learning daf yomi now. Kosev atosvos sh'af ata she'en lanu karbon. The halacha is, what's the basis why we do Shloshim Yom Kod Machag? Because you have to learn the halachas of Karban Pesach. It's a very intricate, detailed halachas. So you have to learn the halachas 30 days. Nowadays we don't have a Karban Pesach, so maybe you should do away with the whole institution of Shloshim Yom. No, we still have it. Af she'ikra takana ala karbon, even though the whole premise of it was based on Karbanos, niskana. So we still have it. We can't just unravel a takana because the reason doesn't make sense. The Gemara tells us in Daf Nun and Pesachim, you can't do Melach Er Pesach. Why not? Because you're busy bringing a Karban Pesach. It's a busy day. There's no Karban Pesach Bizman Hazer. Still, Kasva Tosos, the Reish Perak Makum Shenogu, that's the fourth Perak of Pesachim, She'af She'ikrata Mishum Karban, even though the main reason for doing, having Isra Melach Er Pesach, is because of the carbon, af bizman hazeh, the lack of carbon, hakrava, kevin shenesar, az aser liolam. Once the chachamim create an iser, it's aser forever. Ulezeh hiskima kol haposkim. Everyone agrees to this. Zulas haraza. Who's the raza? Anyone know? Raza, who? Rav Zrachya Halevi, also known as the Baal HaMaor. If that's a raza, the Rav Zrach, it's Baal HaMaor. Except for the Baal Ma'or, he thinks Bizman Hazeh, there is no Isra Melacha. All the other Rishonim argue and say that there is. There's no Karban Pesach. So we see, it doesn't make a difference. V'chein, we just saw this the other day, last week. Le'inyan Isra Gvino Shel Ovdi Kochavim. Cheese made by non-Jews. Amrinon. Z'af b'makum shemamidim be'asavim. Even when they use a vegetable type of enzyme, where there's no concern of there being any Isra there, it's still Asurim. Why? Hatam, the common denominator is b'cholzeh mishum dehavidavar shebeminin. Anything that was created by minin, which means that chachamim created a takana, tzarech minin acher lehatiro. You need another bezdin to override it. You could isa beber kama debeitza. Fine. So in the end of the day, his question is, how come they were able to undo the iser of mayim megulim, And all the other cases, we had to keep the Isser intact. So if you jump down a number of lines, go to the last like 8 lines of the Pre-Chadashir. It's a long piece. I'm not going through the whole thing. He writes in the last word on the line is Vitzarech Lomar in Rashi Teos. Vitzarech Lomar, Dibahani Mikara, those cases, Mikara initially, Kitakan Hachitakan. When they made the Takana, they built into the Takana the reason, meaning, Shelo Asu Laseish Velaseish Ella Bemisha over the Sukhavim. He's giving another example he didn't mention. They only create an Issa of doing business with a non Jew if they're worshipping Avodah Zarah. But if they're not worshipping Avodah Zarah, so then the Isser falls away. So too, when it came to liquid left out overnight, it was only Usser when there was a place of snakes. But in a place where there were no snakes, the Takana didn't exist. So you have to distinguish when was a reason built into the Takana, and when was it without reason, in which case it's Usser across the board, low plug. So for example, the Gvinas Akum. Apparently when it was created as a Takana, it was created that Usser to have cheese of a non-Jew. Usser. No reason. We don't explain the reasoning. Even though the logic would dictate it was made from a vegetable enzyme, it should be permitted. The Takana was made without any reasoning, and it's Usser across the board, no questions. But when the Takana was built with the reason as part of it, such as the case of my Megulim, because of the Nachash, so whenever there are no Nachashim, so then it's permitted to have water left out overnight. So that's a Bichadish. I think the Rush has this idea as well. Many others have this idea. Okay, let's now go back to the Mechaber Sif Beis. Sif Beis, now moving on to a different type of Sakana. He says, Sarach Lizar, one has to be very, very careful. Shelo lechel basar v'dag b'yachad mipnei shekasha litzaras. One is not allowed to eat fish and meat together because it's kasha litzaras, it causes tzaras, it causes some type of skin disease. So therefore, you have to separate from eating it. V'chein says the Rama. Ein litzlos baser im dag mishum recha. You also shouldn't cook them together where there's going to be smell. The aroma is going to go, the flavor of the smell is going to go one into the next. Mihu, bidyeved eino aser. So lichachila person, I don't think the svarim are makbid on this, are you? Do you know if you guys are? You are even cooking in the same oven?
The same oven.
I think
simultaneously?
Simultaneously, yeah. I don't think svarim are makbid on this. The Ramah brings it down, I'm pretty sure they're not. It's a general machlokis whether recha is milsa or lav milsa. It's the Gemara and Pesachim whether smell. And do we acknowledge recha smell as being anything that has a mamashis to it? It's going to cause isurim to transfer or not? So I believe the mechaber is mekel. The Ramah lichachila is machmer. You shouldn't allow recha to transfer. But b'diavad, if it did, it won't be a problem. So for example, here you shouldn't put a fish and meat in the same oven at the same time, uncovered, because recha is going to transfer. If one did, we wouldn't say that the meat or the fish is going to be a problem. So that's the issue of recha milsa. So if you look now at a very interesting discussion here, let's first look at the Taz, and then an interesting discussion in the Pisrei Tshuva. So look at the Taz, Siv Katan Beis. He writes, Miu b'diavad einu aser, Hainu b'recha l'chud. If there's only smell, so then b'dievad we wouldn't aser any of the food. Aval im nisbashul yachad, if it's cooked together, asurin af b'dievad, it'll be aser even b'dievad. There's no fixing that. V'kas of iser v'heter klach of gimel v'zeh l'shona v'kas of Mordechai v'or zeruah perk el mamidim davar sheish bo mishum sakana dino ki iser lebatlo b'shishim. So I discussed this one Friday night, maybe 3 months ago or so, that are you able to be mevatel davar sakana b'shishim? In general, what was the topic we spoke about? Oh, that's what it was. Okay, fine. So I can't say that word again. So fine, that sauce. So the bit of b'shishim. So in general, when there's a davar iser, let's say milk drops into chulant. So if there's 60 times the chulant as there is milk, we say bit of b'shishim. Would you say the same thing when it came to davar iser? So a Worcestershire sauce which has the fish in it. So when you say it's batel b'shishim, so says the Taz here, you say you would apply davar sheyesh bo mishum sakana dino ki iser, which means levat l'b'shishim. You can apply bitel b'shishim. The yoseh chamor, it's more chamor though, dafilu b'yavesh b'mino tachshishim. So by a davar yavesh, I know we didn't discuss tarovas together yet. Davar yavesh, two dry items, you don't need 60. Dry items you could do really rof. If I, let's say, two kosher meats and one non-kosher meat, and together there are three meats, I can't tell the difference, I could pull out of here and go based on the Rov saying it's a kosher meat. When it comes to Davar Sakana, we're Mamachmir, we don't say Rov by Davar Yavish, you would need Shishim also for Davar Yavish. But he does agree, he does say though, that Shishim does work to be Mevatel, a Davar Isser. Then he writes though, Bekol Shekein, Chatichas Basar, Shenafla Liyorah, Sheesh Bodagim, certainly a piece of meat that fell into a pot of fish, O Ipchor, the opposite, Sheesh Sham Sakana, Shetzarach Shishim Negdo, Aval Mishum Tam Blias Kli, Leka Lamechash, there's no concern of a Kli. So now, says the Darche Moshe, Haikshe Bedarche Moshe Deha, Isa Betur, Dichashin Legilo, Yafil Bememsa, Mayim, we are concerned with Gilo, even if you have a huge vat of water. And, you know, 40 saw, and only a small amount of water was left that overnight. V'yav shah shalo yeh shishim. It's impossible that there wasn't shishim. Afilu shah sa nachash mimenu ad kan lashono. Which means what? That the Darche Moshe says, we do not apply bitul b'shishim by sakana. V'chein kasa b'ma'aril. Shilapochis midag shenafla l'kderas basar. V'nizbash shil sham. V'asir ma'ari segal. Hakol mishim sakana ad kan lashono. Which is mashma, says the Taz. Delo mahani shishim dechamir sakanta misura. The Gemara in Chulin says that sakanta, danger, is more severe than the davar isra. The davar isra, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could be bochelmi. A sakana. It affects me physically, and there's nothing you could do about it anymore. So we take sakana much more seriously than a davar isra. And therefore, bitul b'shishim doesn't work by a davar sakana. The Kasav Rashal, Perak Gid HaNashe, Simen Tezvava, Da filu lichadchila ein lahachmir betaner gadol linenze. So then he says, if you have dealing, so that's the first case about bitul b'shishim. Coming back now to reicha milsa, cooking in the same oven. So reicha is going to transfer. If I've got fish here and meat here in the same enclosed oven, they're going to have the aromas switch with each other and transfer fish to meat and meat to fish. So says the Marshal, da filu lichadchila ein lahachmir betaner gadol linenze. You do not have to be stringent with a large oven. So you see from here that meat and milk you can't cook in the same oven together, even if it's a big tanur, because the steam and the smell are going to transfer. But when it comes to sakana, he's actually more makel here. Let's say you're making challah, and it's the same oven as you're making a meat. Even though the oven's closed and it's going to trap in all the smell, so now you have a challah and you have meat. So the meat's going to go, the smell's going to go into the challah. Does that mean I can't have the challah now with fish? So that's going too far. That's too machmir. The only isser is of eating them at the same time or cooking them together, roasting them together would be the problem. In terms of reicha, so either if it's cooked meat and fish at the same time, we're machmir, but meat and bread at the same time, which is one step removed from now taking the bread to eat with the fish, that's already way too far. It's what's called not bar not. No sentam bar, no sentam. Those who've learned it know what I'm talking about. Those who don't will get there at some point. But either way, that's already too far, and that would be permitted.
You couldn't eat it with dairy, though.
Couldn't eat the bread. Exactly. Bread you could not eat with dairy. Very good. Okay. There's a discussion here on the Pesachei Teshuva. He says, let's read it inside, we still have time here. Look at Sif Katan Beis. Sif Katan Beis, he writes a small Pesachei Teshuva here. Basar v'dag, ayin b'tshuva shvus Yaakov chelik beis simen kuf dalad, shenishal al shumana evoz, shenisariv toch tavshil shadagim. Some goose fat that was mixed together with some fish, im yesh chashash sakana b'davar olo. Dulai, it's possible to say, De'ein sakana rak b'basar behema mash'enkein ovos. It might only apply to animals. Well, they're all animals. What's the word I'm looking for? Beef. Only a beef, but it wouldn't apply to poultry. That's a havamina. And maybe by the goose, it should be permitted. There should be no sakana of poultry and fish. Shenivru me'arakak was created from a different part of the world. U'bereglayim yeshlem kashkeshes kedagim. It's kind of like fish also. It's got some of these... What? Is that webs it means? Or it meant the scale. So whatever, some type of thing that makes it similar to fish. The response is there is no distinction. Both beef and poultry mixed with fish are going to be a problem. Okay, now, there's interesting...
Have a problem with milk and fish?
Yeah, that's another point. That's brought down. That's not here. It's brought down in Peches or Peites, which is Bas B'chalav. Not this. It's earlier. They discuss it. It's based on a Beis Yosef. The Taz quotes a Beis Yosef. It seems that might be a taos, a mistake, or unclear. That he writes Basa. He writes Dagim im Chalav. Some think it was a mistake. He really meant to write Dagim and Basar. But since it was written in the Beis Yosef, so it's been accepted among the Sfardim not to have fish and milk together. Okay. Right. Okay. Let's do another Pischei Tshuva, Sif Katan Gimel. Sif Katan Gimel, the Pischei Tshuva writes, B'dieved ein ber heitev l'inin davar shu sakana, I batu b'shishim, we had that discussion. Now if you jump, then we have the next page now, ein b'tshuvas chavaz yair, a lot of quotations here. You could jump down now, halfway down the narrow lines here in the Pischei Tshuva. The first word on the line is ad shishim, kedeshis tisbatel hatam shadag. The after be isurim aser lahosif mishum mivatel iser lechachila kedisa b'simin tzadi tesev vav. There's a principle called ein mivatlin iser lechachila. You cannot intentionally to nullify a davar iser. So let's say, for example, I have a lot of milk spilled into my chulent. There's not enough chulent to nullify my milk. I am not allowed to add more meat to the chulent pot, which would then have 60 times the milk. That's called ein mivatlin Isser lichachila. I'm not allowed to mivatel a davar isser lichachila. As a side point, I just was learning tonight with someone Hilchos Nida. So this comes up interesting that there's a din that you're not a husband is not allowed to drink when she a wife is a nida the leftovers of her drink. So let's say she has a half a cup. Are you allowed to now refill? She drank half it. Could you refill the remaining half with more drink? Will that be mivatel the davar isser? So according to some poskim. They say that they say ein mevalin isher lechachila. There, you're not allowed to do that because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirim. So even though, again, sorry, they weren't dealing with the ein mevalin isher. They were talking about could you apply bittel? Will bittel work? So the law is bittel doesn't work when it's a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Since that half a drink of hers remaining, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirim, and that you could just empty it out. So therefore, since it's a davar sheyesh lo matirim. You can't be mevatel. Yeah.
There's no matir. If you're eliminating what's left in the cup, then you're not, it's not a matir. You can start from scratch.
Yeah. I hear.
You can pour the cup.
That's all. Oh, that also you can wait a week till she's also. Right. They didn't say that, but you're right. That would make it a davar sheyesh lo matirim. Yeah. I hear that.
Because then you could just wait it out. Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing. I couldn't formulate it, but that's what I was kind of thinking.
Why can't you pour it into your own cup?
That also works. You could do it to any other cup. You can move it to a different cup.
I'm so right.
But at the end of the day, the poskim say there's no issue of bittul or not bittul. It's all about what's in his das. The fact that he's drinking the leftover of his wife's drink, that becomes an intimate thing, whether you add more liquid or not more liquid to it. So they say that's not really heter, and you cannot add more. If you empty it out, that would really be the only davar mutter.
Where are we holding?
The first word on the line is tadi tes sivav. So you can't be mevatlin iser lechachila. So even though by a davar iser you can't intentionally be mevatel it, mikomakom hacha with regards to sakana fish and meat bivadai lo shayach mevatel iser. There's no bittel of iser. Sharei ein ze iser. The fish is not considered davar iser. Rak kozman shemar gishem atam shadag b'kderes basa yesh basakana. It's a metzias thing. It's not a davar iser. If the fish is there, so it's dangerous. If the fish is nullified, it's not dangerous anymore. Ukshayo sifu, when you add on more meat to the fish, lo ye od atam dag murgash b'kderes basa. You can't taste the fish anymore. Lo ye od sakana. So this is a whole discussion we had that Friday night. Worcester saw us whether or not you could really be mevatel. Is it violation of adding to a davar sakana? Is that a violation of mevatlin iser lechadchila or not? And for the Pischei Tshuva, it's very clear that you are allowed to intentionally nullify fish because it's not an iser, it's just a metzias thing. Once it's no longer, it's so small with respect to all the other ingredients, it's considered as if it's not there anymore and would be permitted to be mevatel.
That's a head.
Exactly.
So long as there's not that much fish in it, it's okay. It's
correct. Right. Okay, let's finish off quickly in Mechaber and the Ramas of Gimel, run through it very fast, and then we'll daven. We have a minute, it looks like, right?
Yeah.
So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yirchotz, Yisif Gimel, Yirchotz Yada Bein Basal Ladag, a person should wash his hands in between the meat and fish, but Yochel Pas Shari Bein Taim, he should have some bread soaked in alcohol or something, Bein Taim Kedei Lirchotz Piv in order to clean out his mouth. And the Ramah adds, V'yei Shomrim De'ein Lachosh Lazer, there's no need for this to be so concerned. Rak kishem mevashlam yachad v'achlam, only if you cook them together and ate it. Aval achlam zachar zeh ein lachush. But to eat one after the next, there is no concern. V'chei nogin, that's a practice. Shalol lirchot apeh, not to wash out the mouth. V'lo hayadayim b'neim, no need to wash the hand either. Mikol makom yesh lechol davar b'neim lishos dehave kinuach v'adacham. His suggestion is have a little cracker or something. Look back in the sugyas and bas v'chalav. How do you clean your mouth after having milk and meat afterwards? You have some cracker which is hard and crunchy, which will help scratch out the things that might be in your teeth. But that's all you have to do. No need to wash your hands. Okay. So we'll stop here. Again, tomorrow night we have the Tu B'Shvat thing, those who want to come.